All right, my task for today is to talk about fair use, kind of a primer on fair use. Whether you're an expert on copyright or just a neophyte, fair use is always the biggest stumbling block. Because you're trying to explain to your teachers why they can't use something that they really want to use, and it's really going to be important for those students. So fair use is usually where they're going to fall because they don't have the money to buy or license the materials that they want to use. The fair use doctrine was only codified in 1976 in the latest version of the statute. It had been a factor in common law for a long time before that, but it was it wasn't in U.S. law until that time. Fair use is judged under a four-factor test, and it's the squishiest part of copyright law. There are lots of things in copyright law that are very hard-edged, but these four factors that you have to use are just the factors have sub-factors, and if one is in your favor, the other one may only be partly in your favor. It's a split. It just gets to be very unsettling as you come to a conclusion on whether you can or can't use the material. And so these are the four factors that are set in the statute: purpose and character of the use, nature of the work, the amount and substantiality of what's used, and the effect on the market for value of the work. Now, factor one, there are two things that you have to consider.